And then, of course, I had a lot of friends from the United States and a lot of friends in Canada. And I stayed in touch with them through Facebook. And now I have deactivated. I really have no other ways of being in touch with them except with a few of them with whom I have email contacts, and they are really my special and dear friends. You know, I always, you know, when I do an interview here or there's something exciting going on about Afghanistan, you know, I send them links and I say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, what's happening in my country. I'm so excited. I have a good friend, his name is Simon, and he works right now for United Nations in New York. And he used to be my my tutor for first year at university, because he has a PhD in political science as well, and I'm studying political science too. So he always debated with me on Afghanistan issues and on world issues, but I always try to convince him to debate with me on Afghanistan issues. And sometimes, you know, he give me advice and say, Mariam, you know, you better move on a little bit from Afghanistan toward the more, like, kind of world issues. And he was kind of right too. So it's like he always said to me that, Mariam, you are the most patriot person we have ever seen about Afghanistan. Because said your Facebook, your daily chat with people, your lunch, your dinner, your breakfast is all Afghanistan, Afghanistan, Afghanistan. And then I said, well, that's where my passion lies, you know. And I think I'm over passionate about my country, you know. And I always, like, kind of told him, I say, it's because what my country suffered. I've seen the violence in that country. I've seen injustices toward women in that country. And that always pushed me in my life to do something about it. And then, you know, and then he was also right, you know, trying to tell me, say, focus on your school, you know, don't use this Facebook 24 hours, you know, putting about Afghanistan, say, you can learn more. And then I said, well, you know, I would say, yes, I won't do it. But again, when I saw something, you know, I couldn't stop myself from it. I think it's something to do with your passion about something that you that highly matters, highly matters to someone. And I always say to people, I say, you know what, my passion is about, it's all about Afghanistan. And they say, oh, Mariam, you don't have to tell us, we know it from your Facebook. So it's like, you know, social media is very, very important, especially if you want to make a difference, because that's the main tool that you use, you know. And you let the world know what's happening in Afghanistan, especially what happened to that Farhunda, who was tortured and beaten and stoned to death and then put on a fire just about 3-4 months ago. It was all social media, you know, that informed the world, you know, and that brought the attention of the world to the Afghanistan, to the treatment of women in Afghanistan. So that's like, social media is a really powerful thing in order to make a change or difference in a country. But it all depends on the individual, how they use it as well. Because there are a lot of people who will use social media just to harass someone else, you know, to like use it for purposes that's not really nice. And I always wish that those people focus more on a positive usage of the social media rather than just being negative, because it all depends on a person, you know, how they use it. And social media itself is a really a great thing, and it promotes, you know, the freedom of expression. It promotes a society ideologies. It can change it, you know. It can do the other side of it as well, you know, make it worse or something like that. But it all depends on, at the end, depends on a human being, how they use it. So for me, you know, I always use social media to create awareness or to inform people on Afghanistan. Even though I have left Afghanistan 4 years ago, but my heart, my mind is still in that country. And I'm pretty much sure eventually my mind and heart will lead me to go back there and make a difference. Because I believe if I forget about, if my mind and heart stop thinking about Afghanistan, then I won't be able to do anything. You know, it's like I have a beautiful life in Canada. I love my life here. I love freedom here. I love the multiculturalism. I love how I'm respected as a woman here. I love that I can go out and can get an education, and I'm not worried about being shot. I'm not worried being intimidated by men. I can go here and can start work for the government here and serve Canada, you know, and it's like I won't face with discrimination, you know, I will be respected, my gender would be respected. But that's a very choosing an easy life, you know. But it's better to choose a difficult life because that's where you will really make a difference. I don't want to be wearing burqa again. But I know if I really want to make a difference in Afghanistan and that difference will require me to wear burqa in Afghanistan, I will wear it. For me, making a difference is more important than my own personal freedom. I will use that burqa, and I use that in Kandahar as well, you know. I use that to try to help my country, and I will use it. But I'm a very optimistic person, and I hope, you know, that the rights of women would have been improved, because right now when I follow Afghanistan, it's not a good situation, you know. I will be very frank with you here, because I get disappointed a lot when I see the treatment right now in that country. Of course, we made a lot of progress, you know, we had a lot of achievements, but I think it's a time for Afghanistan that they need to be doing better. We don't have to move backward. We need to move forward. And I do hope that the current government, especially the chief executive and the president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, will try to find a solution for these problems that's happening right now in Afghanistan. And all in all, you know, I'm a very optimistic person, and I do hope to see Afghanistan, a country like Canada is. I do hope that there is respect for gender equality, and there is respect in particular for women's rights, because Afghanistan will move forward only and only when the two genders are respected and are given the equal opportunity for the development of Afghanistan. And more important than that is the youth of Afghanistan, the younger generation of Afghanistan. And I personally have noticed a huge difference, or I would say a fire for the change in the young people of Afghanistan, that how they want to promote that country and how they are desperate for making change, you know, and how they're desperate for peaceful Afghanistan. So that youth is really, really, I would say, a great tool for the future of that country. And I hope that the young people will be supported by the West, by the international community, because eventually it's going to be the younger people who's going to make the future of Afghanistan. And if those people are equipped very well and thought very well about the importance of life and values and democracy, then they will be able to make that country a better place. And I know that the young people of Afghanistan will not give up, because we are not the generation of giving up. We are the generation of fighting for our rights and fighting for our country.
Ms. Tahar, for those listening, what would be the best way for certain individuals to contact you if they, as a result of listening to this interview, would be interested in perhaps getting in touch with you? What would be the best way for people to get a hold of you?
I think it will be my email address. And my email address is Maryam, Maryam dot ILFA at gmail.com. Right now, I only use Gmail because I've deactivated my account. But if I ever come back to my social media, then my name there would be Shawad Fonseca. It's a different name because of the security. So it's spelled like S-I-O-B-H-A-N space F-O-N-S-E-K-A. So if they look me up on that on Facebook, then they will be able to find me, but I'm not there anymore. And I'm not planning to come back until, you know, I finish my school and stuff. So I would recommend people, you know, contacting me with my Gmail address compared to my Facebook.
Ms. Sahar, I sincerely want to thank you for you taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with me today. I have to say that it's been an honor to speak with someone who's as passionate and as devoted as you are. I certainly believe that the future of Afghanistan will be very bright as time progresses, especially with such young, committed, and dedicated individuals such as yourself. I do strongly feel that we are very lucky to have someone such as yourself here in Canada. You've made such a difference and an impact in the community, and you continue to make a difference in the world today, especially by educating people more about the work that's done in Afghanistan, while also building a strong relationship between Canada and Afghanistan, along with Afghanistan and the United States of America. And I can say that as someone who's had the privilege of interviewing you, I can strongly see the passion in your eyes and the passion that you have towards women's rights and towards helping women in the community. And I sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart for this interview and for all of the work that you do for the community.
Thank you very much. It was an honor for me to be with you. And I think it's people like you who make a huge difference, because you're the people who bring the attentions of politicians toward Afghanistan. So it was an honor. And I thank you for your work, especially your passion about Afghanistan. And I really admire you for that. Hopefully I will talk with you again soon, sometime in the future.
We will definitely talk again soon. And as I mentioned before, anytime you're in Toronto, please come visit us. We love to have you at the NATO Association of Canada. And I'm certain that various politicians would love to have the opportunity to speak and to network with you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.